Okay, tonight I'm going to be talking to you guys briefly. What's coming up? Anybody know what's coming up? Summertime. Anybody excited about summertime? I love summertime, especially when I was in school, because I really don't like and didn't like school. Anybody have to do summer school out there? Josh? It's mandatory for your whole school? What'd you do, like throw a dead horse in the pool or what? What school do you go to? Like Communist China school or? Oh, man. How many are you glad you don't go to that school? Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's really good. That's great. School is awesome, and I'm glad you get to go all year. That's cool. Oh. I can't imagine anybody not liking you. Anybody in authority not liking you. That's hard to imagine. So, summer's coming up. And last year, around this time, I gave you guys a message called 5 Decisions to Make That Will Spoil Your Future. Now, I seriously doubt that anybody remembers this message, so I'm going to be giving it to you again tonight. But tonight's message is 5 decisions not to make that will spoil your summer. Okay? Summertime's coming up. You guys want to have an excellent summer? Who was that? That's good. I like that. 5 decisions young people make that sabotage their summer. Now, everybody in life has to make a choice. Everybody in life had to make a decision. You might have been forced to come here tonight, but I bet you chose what clothes to put on. Anybody here not choose their own clothes? Anybody at moms dress them? Everybody makes choices in life. Everybody makes decisions. And these 5 decisions that I'm going to talk about tonight will either make or break not only your summer, but your future. Okay? So you guys want to make good choices, right? Can anybody guess what the first decision not to make is? Not to wear pants in the pool. You would get unless you wanted lots of chafing, you would not wear pants in the pool. Whatever. Wear pants in the pool and you'll find out what that means. First decision not to make. Who has parents in here? Anybody got parents? Does anybody in here ever disobey their parents? That's the first decision not to make. Is to disobey your parents. Everybody say, disobey your parents. And now that's the first decision not to make. So you need to decide to obey your parents, right? I got a verse that goes with that. It's Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then Exodus 20:12. Respect your father and mother, and you will live a long time. You will have a long life. Who wants to live a long time? Anybody here wish they were dead? Anybody ever wish they were dead? Yeah, sometimes we wish that, but we don't really want to stay in that place. Eventually, we want to grow, you know, old, have grandchildren, have kids, have a wife, not in that order, but, you know, get married, have kids, grandkids. Go to, like, the park with your kid, grandkids, and I don't know. I don't really want to do that, but people do eventually. You want to grow old. You want to have a good, long life. God has placed your parents in your life for a reason, and that's to keep you from doing stupid stuff. Anybody do stupid stuff? Anybody ever did something stupid that their parents told them not to do, and then they realized afterwards they should have listened to their parents? Yes. I think we're all in that boat, okay? First decision not to make is to disobey your parents. Number two, anybody can guess what this is? You get a free something. Not the projector, people. No. 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 Mm-mm. 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 Nope, that's not it. Nope, 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 nope. First or second decision not to make is to make quick decisions. You did? Did you? I didn't hear you. I was saying nope. Proverbs 29:20 tells us, "Do you see a man who speaks in haste? There is more help for him than for a fool." Anybody know what the word haste means? Quickly, fast. Don't make quick decisions. Think through what you're going to do. That's number two. Number three. Anybody guess what number three is? Nope, 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 nope. Number three decision not to make is developing wrong relationships or friendships. This can make or break your summer. Trust me. Anybody have ever had a little summer fling that went south? Yeah, broke your heart, little summer love. Yeah. Developing wrong relationships. The people you spend the most time with, your friends, they're going to influence you. And they're going to either influence you positively or negatively. That's the way it goes. If you want to be good at tennis or pool or ice hockey or cross-stitching or polo or skateboarding or kite flying, whatever it is you want to be good at, if you hang around people who stink at that, you're never going to improve. If you want to improve, you need to hang around people who are better than you, who are doing better than you. And it goes the same thing with anything in life. If you want to, like Josh, everybody say hi to Josh over there. Hi, Josh. He went jogging with me the other day, and you guys might not know it, but Josh runs cross country in school. And we were jogging, and he was doing a lot better than I was. We were running up and down these hills, and he was having a lot better time than I was, but he had just eaten dinner at Olive Garden, a big, like, bucket of pasta he had just eaten, but he was still beating me. And I was running, and man, I'm getting hot, and I'm sweating, and I can't breathe, and I start to slow down, and you know what Josh does? He come in, like, pushes me in the back, and he goes, "Keep going. Keep going. You can make it. You can do this." But now if I was running with like somebody who weighed like 800 pounds and they had never been running before, they wouldn't be keeping me going. They would be holding me back. You understand? Does everybody understand what I'm talking about here tonight? You want to be around people. You want to surround yourself with people who are going to push you forward, not pull you back. Everybody say, push you forward. Push you forward, not pull you back. Got some verses to go with this. Everybody believe the Bible? You guys reading your Proverbs out there? Yeah? Bible will change your life. Psalms 41:9. Even my best friend, the one I always told everything, he ate meals at my house all the time. He has bitten my hand. Proverbs 18:24. Friends come and friends go, but true friend sticks closer than family, or is like family. You need to be careful who you associate with this summer. A lot of times in summer, we have a lot of free time. We can hang out with good people, people that are going to lift us up, people that are going to point us to Jesus, that are going to strengthen our relationship with him, or people that are going to pull us back, people who are involved in junk that we know isn't right. Those aren't the kind of people you want to be spending lots of time with, because they're going to bring you down. And I don't care what you say, oh, I'm witnessing to them, and oh, you know, maybe I'll get them to come to church once in a while. They're going to pull you down. They're going to pull you down to their level. You might get them to come to church once or twice, but they're going to pull you down. Number four decision. Anybody guess what number four is? Number four is to wait for your big break. Wait for your big break. Matthew 11:12. It says that the violent people in life take what they want. The people who are excited, the people who have a vision, the people who aren't going to settle for second place, they go after what they want and they take it. But if you sit around all summer waiting for something to show up, waiting for the tooth fairy to come knock on your door and take you to Pistol Pete's, you're going to be disappointed. Whatever you decide to do with your life is what's going to happen. You need to make a decision to get off of the couch or the computer chair and go out and pursue what it is that God has for you. You need to have a clear idea of what it is you want to do this summer. I encourage you guys to set some goals for yourself this summer. Set some goals and pursue them and achieve them. Don't just sit around all day. I've wasted like so many summers back when I was in school. There was one summer, I swear, I must have slept like 23 hours a day. And like the other hour I was awake, like 15 minutes I was eating, 15 minutes I was taking a shower, and the other 30 minutes I was like going to the bathroom. And that was like my whole summer break. It was lame. You guys don't want to have a lame summer with like 30-minute bathroom sessions. I know you don't. It's not gonna get anything accomplished. You want to accomplish something. So I challenge you, set some goals. Maybe you want to lose some weight this summer. Maybe you want to gain some weight. Maybe you want to read the whole book of Genesis. I don't know. Set some goals. It could be anything. Maybe you want to improve your musical skills or your artistic abilities. Set some goals for yourself this summer and try and achieve them every day. And number five, this is the last decision not to make this summer. It's to give up. Whatever it is in life, you're going to be a loser if you give up. That's it. I said it. That's what it comes down to. The difference between the thing that separates winners and losers in life is losers give up. And winners just don't give up. They just keep going. They might lose 100 times, but they keep going. You know, you might be pursuing your goals, and you might set some rules for yourself, like I'm only going to eat Mexican food once a week. And you might not be doing so well at achieving that. You might be doing horrible. But if you give up, that's when you're a loser. Who wants to be a loser? Nobody wants to be a loser. And if you do, you're a real loser. Ha. Wow. I have a verse that goes with this. But it's really long, so I'm just going to read verse 14. I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You got to set some goals for yourself, and you got to keep pressing on. Keep pursuing them. Never give up. Okay? So that's my little message for you guys tonight. Let's do a real quick recap. What was point number one? Point number one, decision not to make. Disobey your parents. Number two, make quick decisions. You want to think through everything. You want to follow through. Number three, developing wrong relationships, hanging around the wrong people. Number four, waiting for your big break. What's the opposite of waiting for your big break? Setting some goals. And then once you have your goals, number five, don't give up. Okay, so that's the points for tonight. Now, I have some announcements to make. You guys like announcements? We have a summer packed, chocked. No, we have a summer chocked full of events and stuff. We got some stuff coming up for you guys. Everybody say stuff. Stuff. Tito, you care to... Tito, why don't you corral those young ladies behind you there? Yeah. Tito with his lasso. Okay. June 1st. Everybody say June 1st. You guys like parties? You guys like pool parties? Do you guys like barbecue? A little weenie roast? Little beanie weenies? A little hamburger patty? June 1st at my house, I'm throwing a schools out for summer barbecue pool party bash extravaganza festival thing. So everybody here is invited. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're invited. Everybody here is invited to come hang out at my house, play. Let's see, what do we got? We'll have our Xbox set up. We'll have Yahtzee set up for Aaron. We'll have pool, foosball, a pool table, basketball. Man, do we got that shot of Tito shooting hoops? We got skateboarding ramps, dirt bikes, parasailing, bungee jumping, badminton, extreme frisbee, Russian roulette. No, but come on out Friday, June 1st. From 6 p.m. to whenever. And we'll have the food there for you guys. It's just going to be a great time. Who went to the Christmas party? You guys like the Christmas party? It'll be kind of like that, except there won't be Christmas trees or gifts. But there will be a pool. So that's a good trade-off, I think. So come, bring your swimsuit. You don't have to swim. I'll be swimming. And I know that's going to be a... really funny for a lot of you guys to look at me in my bathing suit. That's announcement number one. Okay, June 8th, we already announced the talent show, right? I just want to reiterate this. Whatever your talent is, whatever your talent might be, we want to see it. If you can... like, stick your fist into your navel. We want to see it. Am I the only one that can do that? Oh. If you can do that, whatever that is. Now, if you don't know how to do that, please don't bring snakes and attempt it on stage, okay? We don't want to see that. So, if you have a talent, I have a special talent. I'm a fantastic breakdancer. I am. Little known to the general public, but I can cut some serious rug, and I might be demoing that. I'm lying. I'm a horrible dancer. That's whatever. Okay, June 14th. All the guys in the house give me a big hee-haw. A manly hee-haw. Hee-haw. All right. June 14th, we're having a guys basketball night. You guys like to play basketball? Yeah, that was fun last time we did that. So come out, guys, June 14th. It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday night. From 5 to 9 p.m., we're going to be having basketball. Come on out, shoot some hoops. Even if you don't like to play basketball or if you really stink, that's fine. You can play with me because I really stink, okay? Airball Bell is what they called me back in high school. But, everybody listen, this is a big but. If the Spurs are playing that night, we're canceling. Just, we're not playing ball. Okay, sorry. What? Yeah, okay. So just a little. Yeah, they are. Okay, Friday, June 15th. Guys, basketball. Are they really playing? Yeah, they'll be there. Game four? Man. Okay, Friday, June 15th, from 5 to 9. Okay, you guys? Oh, we're changing it live for you guys. Okay, here's something coming up that I think is really cool. I'm excited about this. I hope you are too. We have something really cool coming up for you guys on Friday, June 15th. A guys' basketball night. How many guys like basketball out there? So come on out, guys. I think the girls might be doing a little get-together, put makeup on, and shave your pits night. I don't know what girls do. Whatever you girls do that you like to do, I don't know. Eyebrow trimming, mustache bleaching. Okay, so we're not leaving the girls out either. We just don't know what we're doing yet. Okay, in June, everybody say the month of June. This is announcement 4 for you guys keeping track. Any musicians out there? Anybody like to play music? Anybody who's not a musician who would like to play music? Anybody ever been interested in music? The clarinet? Praise God. Every Thursday, everybody say every Thursday. In the month of June, we will be having free is good, right? Free guitar lessons here at the church from 2 to 4, all right? Who's teaching? Santana, Carlos. Maybe you've heard of him. Little black magic woman. Carlos Beltana. I will be teaching the guitar lessons. So come out. All skill levels, okay? So if you have never played guitar before and you would like to try, Steven, this is your big chance to learn guitar. Ha, 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 ha. But seriously, all skill levels. If you've never played, if you'd like to play, please come out any Thursday between 2 and 4, and I'll work with you, teach you some stuff, and you'll be rocking and rolling in no time. Speaking of rock, this is announcement 5 for you guys. Who likes Rock Conference? Our summer camp is coming up. The dates. Do you want to hear the dates? I like dates. Dates taste good. July 16th through the 20th. Okay? And the cost for this year's camp has skyrocketed through the roof, ballooned, inflated. It's way too expensive. They raised the price on us. I'm sorry. But, everybody say but. But, we're doing a fundraiser this year. And with this fundraiser, you can raise every dollar that you need to go to camp, if you want to go to camp, if you're motivated, if you have some goals set, okay? So this year's fundraiser is called Jogathon. Jogathon. And for the Jogathon, you like that? I thought that was funny. I took a picture of myself, and what can you say? The Jogathon, I need a volunteer. Would somebody please come up on stage, join me on stage? Anybody? You don't even have to do anything. You just have to stand here. Okay, it's not Andrew. Tito, come give me a hand. Okay, join me on stage here, Tito. Tito is my grandpa, okay? Hi, Grandpa Tito.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, Grandpa Tito. How are you?
Oh, good. Just this arthritis is killing me.
That arthritis? How are those? Never mind. Okay.
Can't talk about that, son.
How are those pills taken? How are those pills doing that you're taking?
You know, they're as big as horse pills now. Oh, I don't know what they're doing. They're trying to kill me.
Yeah. Those crazy doctors. Okay. Well, Grandpa Tito, I want to go to summer camp this year.
Yeah. That's where I met Jesus, summer camp.
Yeah, but they raised the price. My stupid youth pastor, I don't know what's going on. It's like so stinking expensive this year. And
blasted camp directors? What do you think this is?
I don't know. They're just trying to rape us with this. They're just totally killing us.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
They're just jacking up the prices, and they said it's because of gas, but I don't know.
Oh, they got gas.
Yeah, they're just full of it, Grandpa Tito.
Yeah, blasted.
Well, anyway, I know you spent all those. I know you don't have a whole lot of money to help me out with, Grandpa Tito, but I know you spend it all on those pills.
For you, Mateo, I'd sell my dentures.
Gee whiz, I don't know what to say. Well, you know what? You're not going to have to sell your dentures. You see, Grandpa Tito, we're doing this fundraiser.
Oh, raise funds, good.
Yes, my Asian grandfather. Why do you have an egg roll falling out of your pant leg? I don't know. Were you stealing egg rolls from the Chinese buffet again?
Very good, very good.
Yeah, I knew you were hard up for cash, but I didn't realize. Oh, you got some Rangoons down there, too. What's going on? Back to the fundraiser at hand here. Let me just get a drink of water. Yeah, why don't you just read over that? Yeah, okay, too small for you. All right, we're doing a fundraiser. It's called the Jogathon. And each lap that I run, you can sponsor. Yeah, okay. You can come out too. Thank you for that. Grandpa, you can walk again. It's a miracle. Wow, let's go to the chocolate factory. Where am I? Okay. We're doing this fundraiser called the Jogathon, and for each lap that I run, you can sponsor me $1. But you can only sponsor me up to 10 laps, okay? So, Grandpa Tito, I was wondering if you would sponsor me at the jogathon.
I'd love to, Matthew.
How many laps would you like to sponsor me, Grandpa Tito?
I'd like to sponsor you for 10 laps.
10 laps. Thank you, Grandpa Tito. I love you. All right, thanks. That was weird. Yes?
I love you too, Grasshopper.
I think Grandpa Tito's fading as we speak. That was anticlimactic. Okay. So that gives you a general idea of how that should work. You go to somebody, your grandpa, your aunt, your tio. Not Tito, your tio. That would be your uncle. And you ask them to sponsor you for a lap or for 10 laps. And they can only sponsor you up to 10 laps. So most people that you go up to, they're going to sponsor you for 10 laps. Okay? That's the way it's going to work. And so you're basically, this is just a way to get 10 bucks out of people. And you tell them that you're doing this walk-a-thon thing. Okay? And then on June 26th, at 10 a.m., we're all going to go out to the medical center, and we're going to jog our laps, we're going to walk our laps, you know, just to keep us honest, and we're going to go out and do that. But if you get 10 people to sponsor you, that's 100 bucks right there. No, it's only 10 laps you're having to run. They can only sponsor you for up to 10 laps, okay? You understand that? Any questions on that? Everybody's got a blank look. I'm waiting for light bulbs to go off. Yes. Oh, okay. So I have the forms up here. You basically just ask them to sponsor you for a lap. Each lap costs a dollar. Most of them will sponsor you up to 10 laps. Are we clear? Yeah. Per person that sponsors you. They can only sponsor you for 10 laps because I don't want you running more than 10 laps. Do you understand how this works? Each different person sponsors you for the same laps. So maybe one person can only sponsor you for 5 laps. It doesn't matter. Same people are sponsoring you for the same laps. A lap costs a dollar. A dollar per lap. Okay, I think 3 people got it now. Thanks a lot, Ryan Castile. Okay, so that's my announcements. All of our rock forms, we got sign-up sheets. I want to pass around the sign-up. Did we already pass around the barbecue sheet? Okay. So we're going to pass around the Rock Conference sign-up sheet, and I got all the forms for you. And I think that is it. Oh, one more announcement. Next Wednesday is going to be our last Wednesday meeting like this. Starting June 6th, we're going to be doing something completely and totally different right in here. Okay? So just giving you a heads up, we're doing something new on June 6th. So come out next Wednesday on June 6th, and it'll be something cool. It's going to be cool. Anybody got any questions about all these announcements? If you have questions, you can come see me. Lord Jesus, I pray you just bless this group of young people tonight. Lord, bless them as they finish out the school year. I pray that they would do well on all their end-of-year tests. Keep them safe in everything that they do, and give them favor in raising money for the jogathon. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have any questions, please come talk to me.